The music starts in a moment. While you're listening to it, enter the castle, cross the drawbridge, and go into the courtyard of honor in the center. Listen. Servants is crossing swiftly and silently. Her slippers of embroidered silk don't even make a sound, but you can clearly hear the rustling of her robe. Behind her trails a mist of lavender. A group of servants is in a corner, joking, telling stories, and laughing loudly amongst themselves. At the corner of the columned arcade, two knights, mounted on their noble steeds, are coming down the spiral staircase. They must be coming from an audience with the Duke. They're looking worried. A domestic is drawing water from the well for the horses, or perhaps for the prisoners, while another is pushing a handcart overflowing with delicious-smelling vegetables. Does it seem like you're in a film? No. You're in history. In a place where time has acquired a different quality. But this is nothing compared to what you can experience when visiting the inside of the castle. The names of the halls and chambers are every one more fascinating than the last. Just saying them starts the imagination rolling. The Aurora Room, the Games Room, the Poison Chamber, the Government Room, the Coat of Arms Room. As well as that, legends, stories, and historical incidents of great interest are linked to many parts of the castle. The dungeons, for example, were the scene of the legendary story of Ugo and Peresina, united both in love and by a tragic destiny. The Lion Tower is linked to the figure of Giulio d'Este, because he was imprisoned for half his life in the cell at the bottom of the tower. The ducal kitchens were the workshop where the steward of the court, today we'd call him the chef, Cristoforo Messisburgo, orchestrated triumphal banquets worthy of the richest princely dynasties. The garden and the orangery were the preferred escapes of the Duchess. In the courtyard of honor, find the ticket office in the corner. Then at the opposite corner next to the stairway in the columned arcade, there is the tourist information office. The staff are very welcoming and can advise you on anything you need. Before going any further, I should tell you that the castle was constructed by the court architect Bartolino da Novara on the orders of Niccolo II d'Este. We even know the precise date the work began, September 29th, 1385, and the work was dedicated to Saint Michael. The Lion Tower already existed. It's now the Northeast Tower, although it was squarer, more squat, and was then the northernmost bastion of the 14th century city. I do suggest you visit it because from its balcony you can enjoy a complete panorama over the city. Over the course of centuries, the castle was modified and little by little lost the military austerity that was first intended, becoming the spectacular residence of one of the most refined courts of Europe. For example, the white balconies which decorate the towers and the kiosks at both ends were only added in the second half of the 16th century. The Este family certainly made themselves a great treasure, but they also left it for us to enjoy. The big news now is that in October 2007, the Hermitage in Italy was established inside the castle. The Italian branch of the Hermitage Museum in St. Petersburg, perhaps the greatest museum in the world. Hermitage Italia is a new cultural center of major international prominence and another glory of this beautiful city.